If you're a surfer, a really good surfer, Hawaii is the place to be right now. Huge waves, up to 50 feet high, are pounding the north shore of Oahu, just in time for a big surfing competition, it turns out. And Hawaii Public Radio's Ben Marcus went there to check it out.
Miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic lead to Waimea Bay, a picturesque beach only a few hundred yards long. Massive waves crash one after the other, exciting the crowds that have gathered. Mark Cunningham is a longtime Hawaii resident and retired city and county lifeguard. He stands on the beach looking out at gray clouds hanging over angry surf.
We're in this valley here, and it's just super. This swell is just really, really consistent. The waves are pretty much nonstop, and so there's just a constant white noise roar all day long. Wow.
On the cliffs surrounding the bay, hundreds of people have staked out nearly every available spot.
You know, we're like moths to a flame in Hawaii. The surf is just such a big part of our culture here that, you know, work comes to a stop. It's, you know, in the mainland you'll have snow days. We have wave days here, and this is certainly one of them.
It certainly is for Sam Angel and his wife Casey. They live on the Big Island and flew in as soon as they heard the wave forecast.
Sure did.
Yeah, just to come
booked
up.
Everything Sunday. Got here Sunday night.
They're especially excited about the Eddy, a big wave tournament in honor of the late big wave surfer Eddie Aikau. Because the waves need to be 40 feet and the conditions just right, the tournament's only been run 8 times in 25 years. Even when the surf isn't tournament grade, guys like Reef McIntosh, a professional surfer from Kauai, still go out.
You know, once in a lifetime, contest is on or off, it doesn't matter. We're all still going to be out there, so it was pretty much how it looked. You know, big and ugly and hard and challenging and all that stuff that comes with big wave riding.
This is the first year McIntosh will compete in the Eddy. With favorable forecast this year, big wave specialists have come from all over the world. Back on the beach, large signs joined with yellow caution tape warn people to stay away from the water. Melissa Norcross is visiting from Columbus, Ohio. She stands a few feet away from the signs while her husband trains his camcorder on the waves.
They are awesome. Breathtaking.
It's a warm December day, t-shirt and shorts weather. Nothing like a Columbus winter.
Quite different. They have snow.
Occasionally, surfers get up on one of the massive waves, balancing as they race ahead of the swell before it swallows them whole. Retired lifeguard Cunningham has surfed for years, but even he wouldn't face these waves.
It's not measured in feet, it's measured in increments of fear.
Cunningham is also the PA announcer for the Eddy. If the waves are just right, he'll call a tournament that hasn't finished since 2004. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Honolulu.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.